You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My mom threatens to cut me off if I don't do things her way. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
So joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I feel like Glenn's just handing down mandates. We have to do things now with this introduction.
Do this.
Jed wanted to sit here in silence for 30 minutes. It would be like an art piece, man. But Glenn stepped all over it with his do stuff ultimatum. We're here to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my mom threatens to cut me off if I don't do things her way. What do I do? And Glenn, where would we start out with this?
Well, you know, it's really rough to have people threaten you in any sort of way. You don't want to be in a situation where someone's telling you, you have to do it my way. And, I think there's a sense of naturally kind of bristling against that, feeling offended, feeling like your pride has been wounded. Also, I think there's a big, tough thing when you have someone who's being loving and then is being kind of harsh in a mix. You know, if they're all harsh, you kind of get used to that and you just dial that in. If they're all sweet, then that's okay. But, you know, when people can be a mix of both, sometimes that's harder to deal with.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely right. And, Jed, part of that, the harshness I think that's going on here from our friend writing the question is trying to read that,
yes,
trying to interpret what is going on here and how do we start to look at that?
Well, I think Glenn's absolutely right. First of all, it really sucks to have people threaten you in any capacity, in any situation, and we're sorry for it. I mean, it's an unpleasant thing. It's on a certain level going to trigger a sense for you to either want to, you know, fist fight him or to run away, and you know it's a stressful thing, and we're sorry for it. And just like Glenn is saying, when we've got someone where You know, it's one thing if there's a bully and they threaten us. That's what bullies do. So it all kind of makes sense, you know. Or if the boss threatens us and that guy's kind of a jerk, so it makes sense, you know. But when it's someone who's supposed to be loving towards us and they're saying, you either do what I say or I'll put you on the street, that's kind of next level rough, because there's still all the awful of someone is threatening me, which just that feels bad, coupled with someone who's supposed to love me who's threatening me. Like, either they have issues or I must be the worst person in the world that they would you know feel that way towards me. And so I think there are a lot of layers of emotion and really rough emotion going on here, and again, we're sorry for it. One of the problems with having that thick of emotions is it makes it very difficult to have a good sense of what's actually going on here. Like, what's objectively happening in this situation? It's possible that you are doing things that are way out of control and warrant a very extreme response of someone saying, I will kick you out of this house. It's possible, but it's possible that there are other things going on too. And those things may be a bit more likely, but we really need to look at that question of what's objectively actually going on in this situation.
Absolutely. And obviously we don't know all the ins and outs of your situation, but we've done a lot of work over the years with folks who have dealt with these kind of issues, and there are some pretty strong clues we can give you to help you suss that out for yourself, which we will do when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained.
I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Maybe I don't want to start this segment right now. Did you ever think of that?
Oh, you'll start this segment, young man. Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
That's excellent. That's very good.
It's one of these moments I wish we'd invented a network character to come on and inform us. We have to do it.
That's right.
That's right. The jackbooted thugs of the administration.
That's right.
We are going to continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my mom threatens to cut me off if I don't do things her way. What do I do? And Glenn, we closed that last segment out with Jed pointing us towards divorcing, maybe divorcing ourselves from a little bit of the emotion of just being put in a corner, which no one likes, and starting to look at what's actually going on here. And you've had a lot of experience in your career of working with folks coming out of addiction, coming out of jail, who their families have drawn harsh boundaries with them. Sometimes that's for good reasons, and sometimes it's not. So where do we start with sussing that out?
Well, yeah, I think a big education for me was working with men and women coming out of residential drug programs. And, you know, we're trying to help them plug into churches and get a better spiritual life going. And they would talk about those facilities. And you're talking about the people running these facilities like they were just born out of
pure evil.
Yeah, just, yeah. And then you would go and meet those people like, this guy's great. He's patient. He's wonderful. He's sweet. And you realize, okay, sometimes I just hate that I have to follow this rule. And I hate that they're drawing strict boundaries that I otherwise need. So I think it's important to recognize, is this a situation where someone's putting an intervention on you and saying, you need to stop smoking heroin or you need to get out of my house? Or whether this is someone who has control issues and is trying to manage every little thing.
It's a great point. And Jed, which one of those we land on will temper our response, but there is a correct response to each, right?
There sure is. There sure is. So again, and Glenn's right, if you have a crippling addiction and someone is saying, you cannot use this substance and live in this house, A, they're right. They're right to feel that way and to be telling you that. And B, the correct response is get clean. Get sober. Begin that journey. If you're not sure how to do that, email us thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'd love to help. If kind of as an in-between thing, they're saying, hey, there's stuff I don't like and I wish you wouldn't do it and it's my house, my rules. That's just how it is living under somebody else's house. And, you know, if they're saying, you know, I don't want you bringing your friends here after midnight because it's loud and people are trying to sleep, you may want to abide by that because, again, every situation has rules and expectations. But on kind of the far opposite extreme, if they're saying, you know, for example, you know, you go to church. I don't want you to go to church. I don't believe in church. If you go to church, I'll kick you out. That's a little weird in the far opposite extreme. That particular thing is not terribly likely to happen.
Not unless you live in a Kirk Cameron movie.
If you live in a Kirk Cameron movie, it happens all day, every day. But as a more realistic thing, if someone is saying, you know, for example, if you're not in this house by 9 p.m. every single day, you know, then don't bother coming in because the door's going to be locked and we don't want you there. Well, that's a bad situation. And that kind of thing does happen, unfortunately. That's a bad situation. We want to look at how do we respond to that? What do we do about it? Because we want you to be in a healthy situation that's affirming and positive for you.
We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
It's a game.
Bridge Loud.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
You're not my real dad.
That is demonstrably true. I'm quite a few years younger than you. We don't need Maury on the case on this one. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Son, we're just glad you're here.
Jed's going for that power move.
That's right.
We're continuing to answer a question that comes into the bridgeloud at gmail.com. We're going to run your questions. This week's question says, my mom threatens to cut me off if I don't do things her way. What do I do? Now, Glenn, I'd love to go to you here. We've talked about kind of we've taken the situation on the face value. As Jed mentioned in our last segment, there's a lot of shades that something like this could take, as much as someone saying, I don't like that you didn't take out the trash and you inferring that. But let's take the person who wrote it at their word and say this is a literally, if you don't do it, just all your stuff's on the lawn. How do we start formulating our reaction to this situation?
Well, I think it's really about looking at this other person has a certain amount of leverage over you, and if they're using that in an unhealthy way, then it's about removing that leverage. And that means finding your own place. And it doesn't mean running out and doing that right now and getting into a different unhealthy situation, but it does mean, you know, can I get some more hours? Can I save up to put a deposit down on a place and start that process of investigating? You might find that getting out of that situation will give you a chance to have a healthier relationship with that person. And it might be better for your own development to move on and to find other things. It's tough to think about putting all that money down for rent every month, but that is part of growing up and moving on.
Absolutely. And Jim, what we add to that?
Well, to be crystal clear, if you're in a situation that where you are not safe, where your physical safety is threatened, we want to move out of that immediately. And if that's what you're dealing, please email us thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'd love to help. But if you're in a situation where it's not that your safety is in jeopardy, it's just you live with an overbearing jerk who wants to control your life, then as Glenn says, we want to remove that leverage. We want to remove their ability to exert control. And the right way to do that is to not live under their roof. That's how we do that. But Glenn is also right in saying that the best way to do that's going to take a little bit of time to do. We need to save up some money. So we've got, you know, first month's rent and a security deposit. We can find a place we feel good about. Maybe we need to talk to a buddy and find a potential roommate. We can split some costs and share some things that way. It's really worth doing the work to get into a stable and healthy next situation rather than exiting one unhealthy situation in a hurry and winding up in another unhealthy situation. The good news is if you can exercise the patience to put up with the overbearing behavior for a little while longer as you increase those hours at work, save that money, lay the groundwork to get that next place, it will really, really pay off. And the good news is if you start down that journey, there's a saying you can move from strength to strength. That can be a foundation for all kinds of good stuff in your life where things are just getting more positive and more healthy, and that's what we want for you.
It absolutely is, and as Jed mentioned, if you need help with any part of that process, you don't know where to turn on that, you can always email us. That, again, is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be happy to help you with some expertise on our end and hook you up with people in your area who know exactly what they're doing with that, and we'll be right back here on The Bridge Loud.
Yes, I will follow you.
Pass.
Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Well, yeah, if we go by your rules.
I don't even know what you're rebelling against. Also joining us, the man who puts the music together, produces the show, Jed Brewer.
He is definitely a rebel without a cause.
We are continuing to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my mom threatens to cut me off if I don't do things her way. What do I do? And I think one of the things we need to point out again here is it's really worth, mourning the fact that this is not what a mother-parent relationship should be. It shouldn't be threats. It shouldn't be leverage. It should be nice things. It should be, you know, meals, maybe a nice pasta, maybe with something a little extra on it.
The secret sauce.
Now, Glenn, as you mentioned, a long time in your career working with folks who are coming out of things where they have a lot of rules on them, you know. Jail is almost nothing but rules. And residential drug rehabs are pretty close. So how do we deal with both figuring out this dividing line of what's a healthy rule and what's someone just trying to crush our spirit here?
Well, yeah, I think a big part of that is to look at your own reaction to the rule. So, I mean, my set default state is you give me a rule, immediately rebel.
Yeah.
That's just my natural state. I bristle against it or whatever. And I don't stop to think whether it's a good idea. That's ridiculous. That's crazy, you know. But I think part of that is part of what I'm bringing out is I think a lot of us are that way, whether we really admit to it or not. Mm-hmm. And that we have to look at that and set it aside. And I think a big part for me in dealing with that was to recognize, you know, my faith journey started with discovering that Jesus was coming along and saying, you've got all of these rules that you have broken, that you've rebelled against, and I'm making a way for you. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm opening up here. So for me, it was about recognizing that there was room at the foot of the cross for a rule breaker. Therefore, I could have a whole different view of those rules.
I think it's a great point. It really is one of those things that's to people who are outside of Christianity looking in, especially if they had some bad representations of that, it can look like this is just a massive, complex web of weird rules, and why would anyone sign up for that? Which is pointing us out. It's actually the exact opposite of that. Jesus did not hand everyone a book when he was on earth and say, here's the 25-point process to not being awful, so why don't you go work on that and come to me when you think you figured it out. He walked with people, he talked with people, often people who were doing a massive amount of rule breaking, or as it was known, crime and sin and drunkards and all these people he was hanging out with who he was being in a relationship with, being in their lives and helping them out. And it's about that. It's not about just a series of rules that you follow. We'll be back next week to talk to you a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.